welcoming you in here to Jefferson College for another weekly edition of the Viking Voices Show. Jeffco Women's Basketball is in action tonight. They are traveling up to take on Lindenwood Belleville's junior varsity team, and we are joined now by one of the lady basketball players on the team, Gretti Minkulesa. Gretti, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for coming on and joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and Gretti, for you, this is going to be your first game back. You've suffered a couple of injuries so far this year. How much are you looking forward to getting back on the court?
I'm very excited to get back. It's been pretty tough. I pulled my groin and then I rolled my ankle right after that. So I'm really excited for tonight.
Yeah, I imagine it's got to be kind of frustrating, right? You recover from one injury and then all of a sudden you get hurt again.
Yeah, you just have to be positive, get back in shape, just get stronger.
Yeah. What types of things do you do when you're hurt to kind of keep your mind sharp a little bit on the basketball court?
I'm just trying to stay positive and, like, even though I can practice, just be there, be involved with my teammates and stuff, and then just go to the training room, try to get stronger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But you guys have won three games in a row, get an opportunity to get win number four tonight against a team that you beat in the opener of the regular season. Just what did you remember from that first game of the year?
It wasn't that hard. I mean, we thought it's going to be harder, but they were a JV team, so we played really good that game. But I think we have a pretty good chance tonight to keep it going.
Yeah, just kind of replicate that success?
Yeah, I hope so.
What types of things has the team done over the course of the last three games that have kind of gotten you guys back on the winning track?
I think we got our intensity back, and we play better defense. We start making shots. We kind of got everybody together.
Yeah. How about for yourself? How would you, obviously you've missed some time due to injuries, so I haven't been able to play in all the games you'd like, but as a whole, just how would you assess your play so far this season?
Sloppy, because I guess the injuries can be a part of that, but I don't know. I'm trying to get back and see how the region goes.
Yeah. Would you say you're 100% right now or still kind of nursing a little bit?
I think I'm 100% right now.
That's good. Yeah. So now you can get things rolling, right? No more injuries.
I hope so.
Yeah. But you guys' game on Friday actually got canceled against Greenville, correct?
Yes, it did. I think they don't have enough players or something like that.
But you guys play Iowa Central on Saturday, and then you'll start region play next week against Mineral Area College. So I know talking with Coach Jarvis most of the year and some of the players throughout as well that a lot of what you guys have done so far is to kind of prepare yourself for the region play and things of that nature. So with just a couple games left, what would you like to see your team do tonight in order to kind of continue to build that momentum?
Just to keep improving our defense, offense, get the energy going, because that's our biggest problem. And I think if we keep all those things together, we can have a pretty good chance in region.
What do you think the biggest thing is? You mentioned that energy's kind of been an issue. What do you think is the biggest thing that can kind of give you guys that energy off the gate? I know Tanner said last week that, you know, you guys will sometimes start kind of slow and then pick it up and finish later. And she said that you guys really needed to focus on just coming out of the gate with a lot of energy. What do you think will help that?
I think we focus too much on the other team. Like, if that team doesn't have a fast tempo, we're going to play their tempo. I think that's our problem. We just need to play our game instead of playing their game.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I know that Coach Jarvis, you guys made a little bit of an adjustment on the defensive side of the ball. You guys at the beginning of the year were doing more full court pressure, and now it's been more of a half-court set. How do you think that's benefited you guys?
I think we did that adjustment because, like, the people that were playing full court got injured and other stuff, and we got tired during the season because we didn't have that many subs because of the injuries. But I think we can play that defense again in region.
Okay. So just kind of be versatile then, huh?
Yes.
Both different looks. How nice is it going to be for you specifically to be healthy and ready and to kind of have the team be a little more fresh come region play?
You said what? What did you say at the beginning?
I said healthy. How's it feel to be healthy back out there for yourself and then to know that, you know, you can contribute and the team will be more fresh for region play?
It feels good. I have to get back there and I'm really excited for tonight. I want to see how I missed it.
Yeah, how I imagine. So for you tonight, what would be successful for you out there? Outside of a team win, for you individually.
Yeah, first of all, to win the game, but just to be able to, like, run, don't get that tired, and do everything I can to make the team win.
Awesome, awesome. How about yourself a little bit here, Gracie? You're a sophomore here at Jefferson College. You went to Festus High School for 1 year as a senior. Just first off, what are you studying here at Jefferson?
I study business. I want to go into the business field. I don't know where exactly right now.
Nothing specific, but definitely know that you're into the
Yes.
business stuff.
Yes.
Awesome. Have you thought about what's next after JeffCo?
What I know for sure is that I want to play basketball, but I cannot say anything more. I don't know anything else.
Definitely. But that's something that's definitely possible in the future for you.
For sure.
Awesome. Ready. So curious because you were an exchange student, you came out here from Romania, and you went to Festus for your senior year. So just tell me about how that experience came about. What made you want to get into the exchange program and come over to America?
When I was young, I always wanted to like come to America and play basketball. And then I found this opportunity online, like this exchange program. And I just took a risk and see how is it. And then I just got to Festus. They just like pretty much pick your school randomly. I just told them that I want the school to have a basketball team. I didn't care where is it. And then after I finished there, I cannot say graduate because I did not graduate. I took a high set. And then I just came to Jefferson College.
Right on, right on. So, from American culture compared to over across the Atlantic Ocean, what are some of the biggest differences that you noticed when you came to America?
No, because different. I don't know. There are a lot of like even in the on the basketball court, there are a lot of differences. Like the shot clock. In high school, I had a big problem with that because back home we have a rule like you have 24 seconds, like NBA. And in high school, we didn't have any shot clock. And I start shooting the ball in the middle of the game. Coach is like, "What are you doing?" Like the shot. Oh, there's no shot clock. And I actually had a problem. Like my first night in America, I had a problem with the shower. I didn't know how to use the American shower because
What's so different about the shower?
back home you just turn it on, but here you like pull something up and then turn it off. I was
Hey,
like,
in your defense, I can safely say that you are not the only one that has struggled with showers because that is a little difficult, especially when you go to like a hotel or something like that, and they got, sometimes it's at the bottom of where the bath, would come out right there in the front. You turn that, and it makes the shower come on. Sometimes you, like you said, pull a button. So don't feel too bad about that, because I bet you there are plenty of Americans out there. Me personally has struggled,
I heard other exchange students saying the same thing, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, you'd think that we'd just make it universal, right? You'd think, but oh well, it's not the case. How about food selection? What is there anything that was more that you really enjoyed about your food versus versus what you had over in Romania?
I can say I love Taco Bell. We do not have Mexican food back home, and like the first time I went to eat out here, it was in Festus. Have you ever heard of La Paz? La Paz. We went there to eat, and they were like, I was like, I don't know what to order. Like the menu was Chinese for me, and they said just get a taco. I'm like, what is a taco? I don't know what the food is,
Did
but
it
now I
change
love it.
your change your life?
It changed my life. Yeah, I got fatter. Definitely changed my
But it
life.
tastes so good, right? Especially Taco Bell.
Yes.
Yeah, Taco Bell has certainly made a rise. But I'm a huge. That's my favorite fast food restaurant. And nobody cares about McDonald's or anything these days. It's all about the.
McDonald's everywhere. I have
Yeah,
McDonald's
McDonald's
back
is everywhere.
home.
McDonald's is everywhere. No doubt about that. Subway is pretty much everywhere as well now. But looking at, how about in terms of what about any stereotypes that you heard about America? Like, before you were getting set and going, and people were saying, "Oh, America this, America that." What with any of the stereotypes that kind of you come over here and kind of chuckle at any time? Like, ah, oh, that is true.
A lot of people say back home that like Americans are always happy, and I like didn't believe that till I came here, and then I saw everybody smiles all the time, no matter what. Like people just smile. Like if you cross somebody, they will just smile at you. And
That's
I
a
was
great
like,
thing.
I know like where you go to a store and you get in the store, the worker will be like, "Hey, how are you doing?" But that's like just a way to say hi. I didn't know that at the beginning. I'm like, why is he asking me that? I don't know him. But now.
Really? So in Romania, it's like that's not like a general
No,
conversation.
you just get in the store.
And
I
just
never
mind
say,
your own business?
yeah, it's everybody. Like people thought I was rude when I came here because I never smile at them. But I'm like, I'm not gonna smile at you if I don't know you like that.
Oh,
But
yeah.
now I adjusted to that, I guess.
Well, that's how, like, a way to be friendly. Yeah,
Yes,
so you're used to
we
it
are
now.
not friendly like
Yeah.
that.
Interesting. So did you ever have small talk with, like, the cashier then or anything? Or was it just total is such and such?
No, never. Never
Never.
have a small.
So you come here and then the cashier will ask you something about your day or something. You're quite
Yeah, I'm
confused,
like,
huh?
yes.
Yeah, that's funny. How about back to basketball and the team itself? I imagine then, playing on a team with the majority are from America and they grew up in America and everything like that. They probably have tons of questions for you guys as well that came from outside of the country.
Yeah, they usually, my roommates ask a lot of questions. Like, one of my roommates is from Spain, and she, like, Justin Bieber had a concert there recently. And the other roommates, the Americans ones, are, like, in love with Justin. So they ask, is Justin singing in Spanish if he comes to Spain? And I was like, no, he doesn't. He cannot just change his language. And they were like, so your TV, if you watch an American movie, is still in English? And I'm like, yeah, the movie's still in English. We have subtitles in our language.
The exact same thing. Like if you watched a movie in Spanish, it would have subtitles in Spanish,
Yes.
like the TV show Narcos or something, I like that. That's pretty funny. No, or maybe Justin Bieber might just be one of the most talented people in the world. He can speak six different languages, sing fluently in all of them as well.
Would be cool.
Yeah, are you a fan of Justin Bieber?
I like him. I cannot say I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he's a the Canadian guy is rocking the America world. So, go back to yourself a little bit. We talked a little bit about your after high school plan or high school plans after college plans here at Jeffco about trying to play basketball at the next level. But for yourself personally, then are you planning to stay in America then for the long term, or do you have any plans to go back?
As right now, I don't know. I want to see how things go. Like, I will just let them go the way they are. But I would probably prefer to stay in the States since I will have my degree will be earned in this state. So I was like, maybe I can do something with it if basketball doesn't work after college.
Yeah, absolutely. So after college and you get a chance to go play somewhere else and transferring next year, would you hope to maybe go back and play professionally over in Europe?
After college, if yes.
Okay.
I would love to play professional.
Okay, so that'd be an option for you to try to do professional basketball over there or
Yes.
obviously in America too if that would work or
That's
even
pretty difficult.
Yeah, that is pretty difficult. Top 1% of 1% out there,
Right.
I wish I was a professional athlete,
You still got time.
I don't think so. 24 might be a little past my prime. But okay, so that's very cool that you came here and had an opportunity to kind of see that change. So when you first got here though, and you went to Festus High School, and you came in as a senior, you told me that you were also only a junior at the time, right?
Yeah, it was pretty complicated. It was like I came in America as a junior in high school, but then they said it would be better for you to be a senior because you have not there are not any credits for you to take anymore. And then as a senior, I could like go to prom and other stuff that the junior couldn't be involved in. So that's why they put me in a senior grade. And then it was hard because at graduation, I didn't graduate. But I wasn't about to go back home, so I didn't have a graduation at all. So they said, just take the HiSET, and that will be like your diploma, your high school diploma, I guess.
Yeah. What about socially for you coming to here? Obviously, you got a chance to go play basketball, but when you first came here, obviously, I imagine learning the English language was a little difficult too. Huh?
The slang was really difficult.
Yeah. Well, I've heard and told that across the world, English is one of the hardest ones you can learn.
I don't
I
know.
don't know
I
how
think it's
true
the
that is,
easiest.
but you think it's the easiest?
Most of the people speak it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Most of the population.
Most of the world does speak it, if you think about it. But at the same time, it's almost that's a debate for another time. Anyway, for you though, personally, when you got here for your Festus senior, how difficult was it to kind of learn the language a little bit, especially more of the slang and things like that?
It was pretty difficult, I think, because I'm coming from Europe. We were taught like a more British way, like more formal. Then when we got here, and slang was pretty hard to like figure out what people say. Like my roommate now, the one from Spain, every time somebody says, "Hey, that's lit," they're like, "What that means?" Like I cannot find that in the dictionary,
That's
and
lit.
they ask all those questions. And that was hard for me too at the beginning, but then I had the host family, the tenants, and like my host sister Alex, she was really helpful with all those stuff. Like, she helped me learn English, and the fact that I wanted to go to college here motivated me to like actually study and get the language
Well, you
straight.
speak pretty solid English now, pretty good English now. So
Thank you.
how long, yeah, how long would you say it took you to where you really felt comfortable speaking
I
it?
think this year I felt comfortable when I came back because last year I was still confused about stuff, and it's like you get so frustrated because you know what people mean, but you cannot express yourself. Like you understand them, but you cannot express yourself, and that's pretty difficult.
So how important were hand signals for you for a while, speaking with your hands and things like
It
that?
was, especially with Coach Jarvis.
Yes, yeah, Coach Jarvis.
Yes.
How about at the high school level when you first got in there? Did you make friends easily? Was everybody pretty nice for the most
Yes,
part?
especially because I was an exchange student, and kind of everybody wanted to know the exchange student, know what they come from, what
Yeah.
different stuff. But
So would you say that you were more curious about America and them, or would you say that they were more curious about you in terms of asking questions and things like that?
I think both.
Both?
I wanted to know everything. I talked to everybody, and like maybe at the beginning I was more quiet. Like I would like just stay there and listen. But now I just talk all the time because I got my English straight, so I need to catch up with those times when I didn't speak.
Yeah, do you still struggle at all with any English?
Yes.
Yeah. I imagine more of the slang words, huh? No, you got
No.
that down, huh?
My teammates are really helpful.
Okay. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. For yourself, though, at Festus, and we talked about going to the school, how would you compare being in high school in America versus being in school over in Romania?
I didn't like high school
You
in
didn't?
America. It was so long, like from 6. I mean, it was practice, but like it was going from 7:30 to 3. I'm like, why are we staying so long in school? And it was like so many classes that I just like didn't find that interesting, like cooking and lifting. And like back home, I think they are focused more on like it's more like college because we had 6 hours a day, maybe, and you will have like psychology and all those classes, you can take them in high school. And like chemistry, I started chemistry and physics in 6th grade.
Sixth grade?
Yes, that's so. I was
Wow.
like, kind of, I didn't like, and the fact that we spent so much time in school, I just couldn't handle it. It was
Okay,
so.
so you thought all the cooking classes and stuff, I can learn that at home, right?
No, I can cook, but
No.
I didn't want
Okay, so
to.
just no passion for cooking. That's interesting, though. I didn't realize that America's school system was so much longer and things of that nature. And that's cool that you could were able to take psychology and things like that
Yeah,
early on.
but I still liked it that the basketball and the school went so good together. Like the system is better.
Okay, so there's more like a student tradition and things like that in terms of
Yes.
backing the team.
Yeah, because like back home, people think if you're an athlete, that means that you're stupid or elite, not as smart as the people that don't play sports, you know? And you are categorized like she's gonna go to practice, she's not gonna study, you know? But here the system is good, and it, like in order to be a good athlete, you need to be a good student, so just to be able to play. I think that's way better.
Yeah, you have to have requirements for grades, and generally I know that there's, mandatory study table hours and things like that. So I guess then as a whole, would you say school was harder or easier?
Here,
Yeah, in America versus Romania.
think it's easier. The language was the
The hardest part?
yes,
Okay.
definitely.
Well, that makes sense if you're taking all of chemistry and physics and everything in sixth grade. You're preparing yourself real
Yes.
early and everything for that. So I asked you what your favorite food kind of change was, right? When I said,
Yes.
what kind of blew your mind there? What about your favorite thing that you've discovered about America in general that you may not have known about when you first got here? Is that tough?
About America.
Are the TV shows and movies better in Romania, or are they
No,
better?
I watch American TV.
Okay,
Like
so
I watch
you watched
Netflix
American
home.
TV growing up.
So
Okay.
yeah, so I don't know. I guess
Oh, nothing. The dancing?
the
Yeah. What about the
dance.
dancing?
I don't know. It's different. Back home, it's
Oh.
more Latino
Oh,
and
okay.
all that. Here, it's more.
So you guys would have Latino dancing and things of that nature, but you didn't have food from Latino food, South American food, or Mexican food?
I mean, Mexican food is from Mexico. Latino dance is more from
That's
Spain
true.
and
That's a
all
good point.
that.
And it goes to show my cultural knowledge, right?
Because the girl from Spain, they didn't have that. We went to the Mexican place in Hillsborough, and then they don't recognize the food either.
Interesting. So I wonder how far Mexican food actually travels then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it's not over Huh, interesting, like that. Okay, so still nothing other than the dancing, nothing stood out.
I can't think of anything right now.
Awesome, awesome. All right, ready. Before I let you go here, I want to ask you one last question about the basketball game tonight and against Iowa Central. You guys, two more games left before you get set for Region 16 play. What's the key for you guys in order to put together a good run in Region play and finish the year strong?
We need to stay together and be like run, have our intensity, and play our game. Do not play the other teams.
Awesome. Well, Grady, hey, thanks very much for taking some time and joining us. It was nice to talk to you and catch up a little bit on the cultural differences.
Thank you.
That's Grady Minculessa joining us here on the Viking Voices, a show, a sophomore for the Jefferson College women's basketball team. They're in action tonight at 6:30 p.m. against Lindenwood Belleville's junior varsity team. We got more coverage for you on the Viking Voices show coming up next after the timeout. Welcoming you back in here on 1400 KJFF, where we're joined now by the head coach of the JEFCO women's basketball team, Coach Steve Jarvis. And Coach, you guys had a nice little layover, a nice little week off before you start your game tonight at 7:30 against familiar opponent Lindenwood Belleville JV. You played Marshalltown, got a victory last Tuesday. Just how was the week of practice?
Yeah, we had a couple days off, and then the practice has been pretty good. You know, we work on conditioning, trying to get up and down the floor a little bit. You know, it was a little sloppy earlier in the week, but hopefully we can kind of tighten that up and be ready to go tonight.
Were you able to do any more research or things of that nature on the Belleville junior varsity team, since obviously the rosters can fluctuate at any times compared to that first time you guys
No,
played them?
it really looks pretty similar to what we saw the first time. They might have a player or two that's gonna be with them tonight, but you know, our focus is trying to do the things that we need to do and you know, offensively try to put the ball in the basket. That's the key. You know, a lot of things become a lot easier when you start making shots. So, you know, that's our focus, to try to get the ball out on transition and get some easy baskets. Last game they played a zone against us, so you know, trying to slow us down a little bit, but we've got to try to take our opportunities early if we can.
Yeah, Coach, I know you guys switched a little bit to more of a half-court base defense. Now you'll have Gretti back as well, and because of you're trying to move and transition, are you going to put a little more pressure on tonight, you think?
Yeah, I think we might use it here or there a little bit, just to have that, you know, kind of in our pocket to use down the stretch here. You know, so we need to try to work on it a bit. So, you know, it'll be something that we kind of put on and off a little bit as we go along.
And I had the chance, obviously, as everyone out there knows, we spoke with Gretty beforehand, before we got you on. She said she's back, ready, excited to get back on the court tonight. How nice will it be to have her back as a depth piece?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, she had the injury early, missed some games, then come back the first game and tweaked her ankle and was out for a couple more. So hopefully you know, she's had a good week of practice, and we can get her back in the swing of things. You know, I think she does a lot of things for us, and we need her to do the little things and get some rebounds and you know, assist, and not necessarily worry about shooting the basketball. That'll come. You know, and I think she does those things first, then she'll be able to knock some shots down without trying too hard.
Coach, what do you think the key is in order to come out with a lot of energy? I know it's kind of been a theme we've talked about all year, is from start to finish, come out with that full energy. And speaking with Tanner last week and Reddy this week, it was kind of that similar message. What do you think the key is tonight
Right.
for the ladies to come out with full
Well,
energy?
you know, I think Lex is kind of the key there. We need to get her scoring early and play with confidence early, and then everybody kind of feeds off of her a little bit. So, you know, that's her energy can kind of get us going, and if we take care of the basketball and not try to do things too fancy, just kind of make it simple. You know, that's kind of the thing we need to do. You know, again, we need to focus on trying to get the ball inside, and hopefully Damo can kind of stay on the streak that she's had, and putting the ball in the basket and be physical there. So those are kind of the keys early, I think.
What do you think has been the biggest key to Dominique's success over the course of the last several ball games?
Well, we've really been focused. You know, she's a lefty and really likes to go left, and we've really been focusing on her, you know, catching and looking at the basket first, and trying to pivot back right and do some things other than just catch and dribble and get away from the basket. So we need her to post up strong and stay at the basket and not fade away, and she's done that a lot better. And we've really focused on practice, you know, probably the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of working on that. So when she develops that part of her game, you know, she's kind of at another level. So That's going to help her kind of move on from here when coaches see that she can work on that and improve on that. So that's something we've really been working on with her, and she's receptive to it and trying hard and trying to break some habits, and she has success. And when you have that success, sometimes that's a little easier to say, okay, it is working, and try it more often.
Yeah, confidence boost as well.
Right.
Coach, this Friday you guys had a game with Greenville, the junior varsity team there, but saw that that was canceled. What kind of went into
Right.
that?
They had some injuries and were down in numbers, and we tried to find an opponent to replace that game on that date, but with the weather coming in, it looks like maybe it worked out for the best anyway. Who knows if we're going to get this or not, but we're still talking with them, trying to maybe reschedule that for later on in the year when they are healthy and have a full roster. But nothing's set yet, but we're still trying to work on that to get that game back.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it might be better because of the weather. It looks pretty treacherous. Well, could potentially be treacherous out there on Friday. But then Saturday, though, you guys turn around and you go from playing a home game, and you'll be on the road all the way over to Council Bluffs, that is, to take on Iowa Western. I know, obviously, the task at hand is the game tonight, but what do you know about Iowa
Well,
Western?
Iowa Western's really tough. They're a perennial power, in the Division One basketball, and playing at their place will be a tough game. That'll be a good test for us, kind of getting us prepared for being on the road in the region. So, it was a game that we kind of scheduled later on. That's why we kind of had a back to back. But I thought it was important to try to get that in to kind of gauge where we were in the season, and hopefully, be able to play a tough game on the road. They're a team that a lot of times are in that district game, whoever wins the region. So again, we wanted to have an idea of kind of what they were and get a chance to play against them, down the road if we get to that point. So
Absolutely. And what types of things do they do well specifically that can make them an effective
yeah, they're
basketball
just
team?
really athletic and can score the basketball. They're an up-tempo team, and they just have really good players. They consistently recruit well and have players. They've got kind of an international flair to them also with different international players. So, and they play in a pretty tough schedule. They're down playing Cotty tonight, so we'll kind of see how that goes and have a little more idea. I've seen a little tape on them, but we'll watch a little bit more the next couple days.
Coach, at this point in the season, right before you get to region play, in your experience, what is the thing that you've learned as a coach that you really want to see from your team from at the very beginning of the year, and then to see where they develop to get to at this point?
Well, we want to progress with our confidence and really try to bring the freshmen along. That first year of college, no matter where you're at, it's an adjustment and an adjustment to the game. So, we feel like we've got some good experience with some of our new players. It was a little bit different for us this year by having some transfer sophomores also. But the big part of that is just kind of having that chemistry a little bit and see what we can do and know each other's strengths, and that's the big focus that we're trying to make. And we try to look at the style that we need to play to be competitive against the top couple teams in our region, and that's what we want to do as the season progresses, and be prepared to play that way and have a chance to compete in the region. And these region games are kind of for seeding purposes, and you want to gain a little bit of confidence so you feel like you have a shot when it comes tournament time. And that tournament time is kind of a new season, but all these things that lead up to it can kind of put you in a place to be ready to go.
Absolutely. So do you kind of view, you mentioned the two seasons and the tournament, do you kind of view the region games as well as their own separate kind of season as well?
Right, it kind of starts a new part of the season, and that's played for some bragging rights to finish first in the region, but that still doesn't move you on. You need to win in the tournament. So, a lot of that is to kind of see how you stand up and adjustments you might need to make with these teams to compete. But and a big part of that is trying to get to a point where you host a first round game or get a first round bye in that tournament, and it's all about the seeding, and that gives you the best chance to try to win it.
Yeah, absolutely there, Coach. Going back now onto the basketball court, you mentioned the freshmen. Which of the freshmen would you say have kind of made the most impact? And then as a whole, just where would you see that their growth has been,
Well,
or assess their growth?
Shannon Triplett's made the most impact. I mean, she's one of our top scorers and can score the basketball. the thing that Shannon's worked on is defensively, being able to guard at this level, and I think she's progressed in that. And again, we really encourage all of our players. We all have to do the little things. We can't just be a scorer. We've got to rebound. We've got to get loose basketballs and make those hustle plays. And I've really seen her in the last week and a half in practice trying to do those things, and put herself in a situation to be in the right position to make the play. That's the key. Taylor Williams, I still think, can contribute as we come through here, but she's just kind of struggled getting some minutes after coming off the injury. We're hoping that we can kind of get her in tonight and do some things. But, you know, we need somebody that can be that knockdown shooter for us. And she's shown that she can shoot the ball. And Cheyenne Randall also shown that she can shoot the three a little bit too. So we're trying to put her in a situation where, you know, she has the ability to get those shots off. And I think that adds another dimension to our team.
Yeah, absolutely. Shannon, leading scorer for you guys, over 12 points a game there as well. And you mentioned the key three. But, yeah, Taylor, you got to imagine it's tough to be injured as your freshman and then you come in halfway through the year to try to make
right,
an impact.
That, you know, she had played real well in preseason. That was kind of the key. And had some momentum going. And then when we sit out those games, it's hard to kind of get back in the swing of things. And everybody's kind of developed their roles a little bit. So you're trying to get her in and adjust without kind of compromising what's been going on and what's been successful. So I still think that this last few days in practice, she's knocking down some more shots. So hopefully we can get her back to the way she was in preseason.
Yeah. Coach, going forward, obviously we talked a lot about the region play. We talked about the two games tonight and looking at it in almost a different season at that point. But what do you tell the sophomores that are kind of going into their final stretch? Like, hey, this is it. This is going to be for the seeding and it's going to set us up for a tournament run. What do you tell those sophomores who are in that kind of last year of basketball? And for some of them, the last time they'll play.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's depending on what they choose to do after this. But, it's basketball is an opportunity that's come and gone before you know it, even as a high school player. You know, those 4 years of high school go by quickly, and then, you know, that might be the end of it for a player, but it's still in a two-year situation. It seems to go even quicker. And the big thing that we're trying to encourage everybody is we're preparing them for life after basketball. You know, we want them to be a success in whatever career they choose, and hopefully they've learned some lessons from being part of the program and playing the game to have, intensity passion with the things that you're trying to do and what that might do for you. So, you know, we try to remind them that it's going to be gone before you know it, and, you know, you're going to miss it. You know, Chelsea Freeman, that's my assistant, is, you know, closer to their age and has just recently stopped playing. And, you know, she can kind of tell them how it is that you wake up one day and it's over and you miss it. So, you know, and enjoy it while you can and have fun with it and give it your all while you're doing that. So those are the things we're really trying to encourage. And some of the players are going to move on. I mean, we've got interest in several of the kids. So, you know, that's something we're always talking about. You know, I've talked to all of them that you're always kind of on a job interview. You never know when you're going to run into somebody that you might work for down the road or might have a connection for you to talk to someone. And it's the same thing whether you're trying to find another college to go to or a career down the road. It's, you know, always try to put your best foot forward. And those are the things we're trying to focus on down the stretch.
Absolutely. And you mentioned how you kind of always got to be ready for that job interview and set. But does it really kind of vamp up a little bit after the season ends for the sophomores in terms of trying to figure out where they're going to go?
Yeah, it's still a lot of choices that have to be made, and, you know, they're going to make visits, and you know, we're still trying to get information out to different schools, and it seems like, you know, once a day I have a call from another institution or another email from someone asking about the players. So, you know, we're trying to work hard to find the right spot for them too. But it once it finishes, then they really have to get to the point to make those decisions, since we haven't had any early signers. So, you know, it'll get down to, you know, in March that they really need to make a push and try to make some decisions.
Coach, any final thoughts about tonight's ball game and Saturday as well?
No, I just hope that we can keep up the intensity and kind of get some momentum going as we move into next week with region play. You know, it's they're back in school this week, so that kind of changed the schedule for everyone a little bit. So it's some adjustments from that point, but hopefully we can get our feet wet here and get everybody adjusted and be ready to roll down the stretch.
Awesome. Well, Coach, you guys got a game tonight. I know you got to get on that bus pretty soon. So, as always, thanks very much for taking some time out of your Wednesday to come speak with us.
Great, Will. Thanks. I appreciate you.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College women's basketball team, Coach Steve Jarvis, joining us. His team in action tonight, 7:30 p.m. A tip-off coming your way. It's at Lindenwood Belleville University. They're taking on the junior varsity team. Then they'll be in action on the road as well on Saturday against Iowa Western. Definitely keep it tuned to 1400 KJF and online at MIMOinfo.com for coverage of the Vikings. And they'll be on the listening airwaves next Wednesday when they have their first region game against Mineral Area College. Going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices show. If you missed it, tuned in late, don't worry. You'll be able to listen back to it online at MIMOinfo.com. Enjoy the rest of your night.